As the overture ends, comes a fairy on pantomime duty. A wave of my wand, and the curtain ascends on the tale of the Sleeping Beauty. Once upon a time, this story goes, a queen sat down by a lake. She sobbed and she wept. Then she blew her nose so loudly it made the earth shake. Then out of the lake popped a little green frog. He said,
"Oi, you made waves on my water."
The queen stopped her crying and stared all agog as the frog said,
"You really did naught her. You know, you just made me lose count down below."
"Count of what?" asked the queen, rather terse. He said,
"Checking frog spawn's not easy, you know."
That made her sob all the worse. She said, "Little frog, it's so easy for you to give birth to your young by the score. My husband and I would be thrilled through and through if we had just one child to adore."
"Well, really, is that what this noise is about? There's no need to go acting so tragic. For the sake of some peace, I will gladly help out. I can. I'm a frog. What is magic?" "I hereby declare by the jewels in your crown that in 9 full moons and a quarter you'll be needing a little pink christening gown, for I prophesy you'll have a daughter."
"Well, I have reached a delicate age, that's the truth. How could you be right, little frog?"
It's true, yes, you are a bit long in the tooth."
"Why, you cheeky, get back in your bog." The frog proved correct, and that sorrowful queen grew as bright as the Queen of the May. With the aid of my magic, let's picture the scene on that very first christening day.
The Queen now, she's the Queen now, and the Frog. This is the King and the Queen of Florifunda.
Pardon? Was that somebody at the door? I thought I heard the carol singers again.
No, it was... Oh, never mind. Get on with your speech.
Oh, I'd love one.
Love what?
A peach. Yummy, yummy.
I never mentioned fruit.
I wouldn't get it on, Miss Hute.
Get on with your speech, you deaf old duffer.
Can I get on with my speech now? My dear, dear, loyal subjects, this is indeed the proudest day of my life.
Mine too.
Bless you. The christening of our baby daughter. With such a beautiful daughter, I could have asked for nothing better. Except, of course, a son.
When you are given a lily, it is foolish to protest that it should have been a tulip.
Son?
I said it is wrong to wish for a tulip when you've been given a lily. Cherish her.
Silly perisher, who is?
I swear I'll hit him in a minute. I meant, be grateful for what you've got.
Oh, I am.
Good.
I'm very hot.
That's it.
Ow, my head.
Just for that, you can help me wind my wool later.
Pardon?
The royal spinners have just delivered another 500 skeins of wool, and I shall need your help to wind it into balls.
Help you what?
Wind it into balls.
Pardon?
Wind it into balls.
Into what?
Balls!
Has someone upset you, my dear?
Ow!
I've hardly stopped knitting for 9 months now. Once I start, I can't stop. I tell you, I can't get enough of it.
Pardon?
Oh, let me put it this way. I'm simply mad on knitting. Yes, knitting I adore. I started knitting baby clothes, now I knit things galore. I'm knitting like a nitwit, knitting every kind of gear. I even started knitting little covers for draft beer. What did you think of that?
Pardon?
What did you think of my song?
I don't know. Will the drinks be long?
Oh, Struth, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls in the audience, will you help me, please? All together now, and... I'm simply sad on knitting, yes, knitting I adore. I started knitting baby clothes, now I think the law. I'm knitting like a nitwit, knitting every kind of gear. I started knitting these doubles for drop beer. Oh. Thank you. You must have heard that.
I did.
Good. What did you think?
First time I've heard of a pantomime starting with a song sheet. Ow! To keep that up at the top of my head will be red raw. Then I shall need a nurse, not the baby.
Oh, my goodness me, I clean forgot. I advertised for a new royal nurse and I haven't even seen her yet. You'd better call her in.
Call the royal nurse. Call the
Hello, boys and girls. What a lovely lot of little smiling faces. Are you enjoying yourselves?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, are you?
Yeah.
But that's a relief. I thought I'd gone deaf.
Pardon?
I'd better introduce myself, hadn't I? Then we can all get to know one another. My name's Dolly. Dolly O'Dimple, really, on account of I've got lots of little hollows where others have got little bumps. But you can call me Dolly. I tell you what. Now, when I shout, watch your kids, you can all shout back, watch your Dolly. Will you do that?
Yes.
Will you?
Yes.
Right, here we go. Watch your kids.
Watch
it, I can't hear you. Watch your kids.
Watch it,
louder. Watch your kids.
Come in.
Is he with you?
Unfortunately, yes. Now then, you wish to apply for the post of royal nursemaid to the princess, do you?
Oh, that I do.
Well, tell me, are you married?
I was, ma'am, yes, I was. To Seamus O'Dimple, God rest his soul. He used to be a milkman, but he died from too much milk.
Died from too much milk?
Yeah. A cow fell on him.
How on earth did that happen?
That's another story. Oh, it's nothing to do with the fact that he was Irish. but he was not a clever man. Now, do you know, he always thought that Sherlock Holmes was a block of flats. He's the only person I know who went to Hampton Court Maze and spent the whole of the day trying to get in. In the end, it was while he was driving to the dentist to have a wisdom tooth put in that he drove into the lake. Drove right into the water. I think he was trying to dip his headlights at the time. Anyway, crawling out of the water, the cow hit him, wallop, and there he was gone, leaving me all alone in the world. With no money. No job. A child to bring up on my own. And only my natural wit and beauty to live on. Of course, we starved for quite a long time. And then I saw this job advertised, so here I am.
Pardon?
I was saying my husband was a milkman, you see, and one day...
Please don't go through all that again.
But I never heard what she said.
Well, listen to the repeat on Boxing Day. We can't hang about now. Tell me, Mrs. O'Dimple.
Dolly. Watch your kids.
Watch your Dolly!
Come in.
I was just testing.
Tell me, Dolly... Have you had much experience of nursing?
Oh, I've had a lifetime's experience. How do you think my face got this lived-in look?
Lived-in? It looks as if squatters have moved in.
But it's what's underneath that counts. Don't you agree, sir?
4:30.
I know you're still in the full bloom of maidenhead yourself, ma'am. Oh. But let me ask you this.
What'll you do the day you find a wrinkle?
Me?
What'll you do when faced with grey hair?
Diet.
Do you live in fear of looking more mature? Or do you think the remedy's a man-made cure? Well, you can disguise a lot with paint and powder. You may have a lot to conceal. It may be a blessing, but underneath the dress, you're only as young as you feel like I do.
What'll you do the day you find a wrinkle?
Start putting the face back on.
What'll you do when faced with gray hair?
Start pulling them one by one.
Do you live in fear of looking more mature? Do you think the remedy's the man-made cure?
No.
You can disguise a lot with paint and powder.
Mix it with polish.
You may have a lot to conceal.
Use a roller.
It may be a blessing, but
underneath the dressing, you're only as young as you feel.
You may be smart and paint your face and look like Adam Ant, but take it from me, if you do, you'll look a right little twat.
Oh, Mary.
Job.
Oh, thank you, madam, thank you. Now, what about filling the other vacancy?
What, the court jester? Oh, you can't do that.
No, 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 not me. There's a young man outside waiting to apply.
Who is he?
I don't know. I've never seen him in my life before. But I think he's just what you're looking for.
Oh, very well. Call him in.
Call the royal jester. Call the royal jester. Call the royal jester.
About time, too. I thought I'd never get on. I could have recorded 6 episodes of Blankety Blank the time I've been sitting out there.
May I have your name, please?
Certainly, Magnus. It's O'Dimple. Terence O'Dimple.
O'Dimple? Dolly, you said this young man was a total stranger to you.
He is.
No, he isn't.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Oh, yes, he is. What's the kid?
Come in!
Oh, do stop trying to change the subject.
All right, now, if you want to be picky. I believe we are sort of distantly related.
That's right, but we're only related by birth. Isn't that right, Mother?
You idiot.
Isn't that right, you idiot?
It clearly runs in the family.
Well, use your handkerchief, then. If I had a nose like that once, but I stuck it in my ear and blew my brains out. I've felt much better ever since.
Harden?
Is your woman hard of hearing, then?
Harden? I say. Is he Irish?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, good. Oh, perhaps I can tell by Irish joke.
I think the one that's just walked in is quite sufficient.
Pardon?
Tell me, Mr. Rude Dimple, have you had any experience of jesting?
Experience, is it? I served my apprenticeship in the very city, which is the headquarters of all male jesters.
And where is that?
Manchester City. Variety Man Box, 1944.
Manchester City. Do you take me for an idiot?
No, I don't do part exchange. It was there that I learned the art of telling merry quips and japes. Did you know the man who stole a calendar and got 12 months? Well, he died trying to tell his way out of a prison ship. My father went through life with a terrible handicap. He was half Irish and half Scots. Half of him wanted to get drunk, and the other half didn't want to pay for it. I say. Did you know that if you crossed a pair of garden gnomes with tin of baked beans, you'd end up with airy fairies? I thank you. I thank you. As you may have noticed, it was the beginner's course I was on. But they did teach me the art of good timing.
And what is the art of good timing?
Well, in his case, it's getting out of the theatre before the audience.
Do you want to hear my Irish joke or not?
Quiet!
Ow! Now take my advice, son, and go into your song while I go and fetch the baby princess.
Right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little number entitled, Last Night I Slept Like a Log. I had me head in the fireplace.
Yes, I do my best to try to bring you good cheer. That is my motto the whole year through. Have a merry making season all the year. I experiment with merriment to make your moods disappear. I'm always cheerful the whole year through. Have a merry making season all the year. Don't be dreary and disapprove while others have fun. Just be half as merry as me, and you'll find a battle is won. Let each day and night be your delight, bring joy to those you hold dear. Why not be happy the whole year through? Have a merry making season all the year.
I've done the song, Mother. What's next?
Hang on, will you know? Watch your kids. Louder, watch your kids.
Come in. Isn't anyone going to answer that door?
Well, here she is, all ready for the christening, the baby princess.
Ah. And look at the little darling. I could eat her.
You wait for your dinner like everybody else.
Say hello to Mummy. see she's taken after her father already.
Have we decided on a name for her yet?
Oh, no, I forgot all about it. And the fairy queen will be here any minute for the ceremony, and our daughter hasn't got a name.
Well, have we?
No, we haven't. Watch my lips. No. N-O, no.
Oh, dear. I always wanted a little Willie myself. She's a girl, isn't she? Now, let me think now.
What about Aurora?
Aurora? You can't call her that. What if the poor girl grows up with a lisp? Hey, well, I'm Princess Aurora.
Call her Catherine, then. That's a lovely name.
No.
Bernadette?
No.
How about Maureen?
Oh, no.
Teresa?
No.
Bridget?
No.
I know.
Yes.
Hazel.
Hazel?
Holy Saint Vitus, a saint for every day of the year, and he has to go call her after a knot.
I prefer something more floral, don't you?
Oh, yes, something like Rose. Yes, Briar Rose, I think.
Pardon?
Briar Rose. Briar.
Brian? We can't call her Princess Brian.
How about Rosebud?
Oh, yes, Rosebud. We can still call her Rose for short. Now, that's it. My mind is made up. We'll stick at Rose.
Pardon?
I said, I'm sticking at Rose.
I wasn't picking my nose. Ow!
Your Majesty, my lord, ladies and gentlemen, Her Royal Highness, Fairy Buttercup.
She's here. Quick, nurse, put Rosebud in the cradle.
Yes, ma'am.
I bring greetings to your Royal Majesty. Likewise, I'm sure. So this is baby Rosebud. You have a lovely baby. My congratulations. Oh, it was nothing. Thank the frog. Everything is to my satisfaction. So now, baby Rosebud, be it honesty, gaiety, virtue, or thrift, be pleased to receive each flower fairy's gift.
What is it?
Well, somebody answer it.
Hello? Just a minute. Who is this?
Fairy Charabas.
Aren't you supposed to be here at the christening?
Yes.
Well, why aren't you?
Have you seen the size of my tart?
How am I supposed to answer that?
I'll tell you, the size of my part, it's not worth coming all the way there just for that. I'm phoning it in.
You can't do that.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
Well, you get paid more for a start.
I'm on my way.
Oh, my God, it's Barbara Cartland. Forgot to take your pills, did you, dear?
Shut your trap, you preposterous old hag.
Say, I was right.
Who is this person? It's a wicked fairy, Carabosse.
That's right, dearie.
But we never invited you.
That's the trouble. Nobody ever does.
Who is this person?
Carabosse, I'm by the...
Pardon?
Carabosse, you stupid old fool!
It's no good shouting at him. He's as deaf as a post.
Is he? We'll soon see about that.
Oh, you wicked creature. What have you done to my husband?
It's all right, my dear. I'm not hurt.
You're not? Are you sure?
Yes, after the initial shock, Good heavens. My deafness is all gone. I can hear everything clear as crystal. I'm cured!
Carabosse, you know full well we are only permitted to influence mortals, not change them. What are you up to?
It's too much like hard work talking to him. Besides, I don't want anyone to miss a single word of what I've got to say, least of all the father of the child.
What are you going to do?
Why, give the baby Rosebud my christening gift. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, that's very generous of you.
Isn't it? Stand aside. Take good care of the Princess Rosebud. Take good care of your only child. Remove all sharp things from the nursery. Pluck every thorn from your rose bushes. Every thistle from the ground. Watch out for every nail, needle, bodkin, or pin. For Princess Rosebud, I promise you this. If ever you prick your finger, and still a single drop of blood, you will fall into the deepest sleep of all, the sleep from which no mortal can awake, the sleep of death!
No!
No!
Oh, that I should live to hear such wickedness.
And all thanks to me. Generous of me, wasn't it?
Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Dry your tears, Your Majesty, for I have not yet given my gift.
What?
If the curse of Caraboth should come to pass, then Rosebud shall indeed fall into a deep sleep. But it shall only last for 100 years.
100 years?
Why? Can't make it any shorter, I'm afraid. These death spells are very strong, but fear not. This spell of mine can be broken by a single kiss from a seventh son of a seventh son.
Ha!
There. Guard your daughter well, Your Majesty, and these tragic events may never come to pass.
We'll soon see about that. If there's one thing I like, it's a challenge. This is going to be more fun than I thought. Farewell, mortals, farewell. Or should I say, au revoir.
Stop me, vitals. That was more gripping than Dallas.
Come, Flower Fairy. Our work here is done. We must away. Farewell.
We must make our plans at once. Nurse, guard the baby Rosebud with your life, night and day.
Of course, sir.
It's goodbye to anything and everything that could have the remotest chance of scratching the princess. And that includes your knitting needles, my dear.
You mean I've got to give up knitting?
Perhaps it's just as well. Now that I can hear again, all that clicking would drive me mad.
From that day forward, the king and queen planned to keep one step ahead of the spell. So everything sharp from the palace was banned. Sharp practice was frowned on as well. The queen told the nurse,
I just don't give a jot if the populace thinks I've gone dotty. But I don't want the princess removed from her cot till she has to start using a potty.
So, for 6 months or so, no one saw Princess Rose. But at 6 months, she started to crawl. With a wandering infant, a new problem arose, and it drove everyone up the wall. For she had to be watched, and each time the child moved, the whole palace was put on alert. Soon the nurse was exhausted, and was often reproved when heard yelling,
Now where's the little squirt?
It's all right, Mother, I found her.
What's she doing?
Oh, she's fine. She's playing with my pet hedgehog.
All right. What? Don't you ever bring that creature indoors again.
Well, it's perfectly tame, and it never bites a poor guy.
Oh, never mind his teeth. What about the 10,000 needles all over its back?
Do you know, I never even thought of that.
You never even thought of it? You're about as useful as a one-legged man in a bum-kicking contest. Oh, I nearly forgot. Watch your kids.
I'm going to miss my hedgehog. I've been growing him since he was a baby.
Why don't you start growing turnips? They're a lot safer.
Mother, where do babies come from?
What, baby turnips?
No, papa babies, like Princess Rosebud.
Did you never ask your father that question?
Oh, yes, I did.
Good. What did he say?
He said, ask your mother.
Oh, yes, he would. Yes.
Where do babies come from?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about where they come from. They're more than enough trouble once they're here. Every woman wants to be a mother. Some men even want to be a dad. Every little sister wants a brother. And when she gets one, she's glad. But babies, babies, you try to keep track of them when they are starting to crawl. Babies, babies, yes, part of the knack with them is scraping their food off the wall. Sticky fingers everywhere with jam and custard in their hair, and all your little ornaments get broken.
Everything kept out of reach in case they start to drink the bleach. Well, they could drive you to drink. Yes, babies, babies, taking good care of them, taking on more than you think.
The nursery you will find up, would you dare sit at my bed?
Oh, babies, babies, the first sign of talking is treated as music to your ear.
Babies, babies, the first sign of walking confirms all the worst of your fears. You try and keep them safe from germs, because if you don't, they'll get the worms. You need a dozen pair of eyes to watch them.
They scurry round like little ants while doing whoopsies in their pants, so they could drive you to drink. Yet, babies, babies, they're taking good care of them, taking on more than you think.
Happy lunchtime, babies,
babies, babies, they're always expressing themselves with a noise that is rude. Babies, babies, come back after dressing them, they're wandering round in the nude. I know it sounds a simple job to stick a dummy in their gob, but turn your back, you'll find it on the floor.
It's always time for feed again, and then you'll find they weed again.
Oh, they could drive you to drink.
Yes!
Babies, babies, they're taking good care of them. They're taking on more than you think they may be feeding. They're taking on more than you think, but if we feed it, they're taking on more than you think. They're like the sweet.
And so, as time passed, the young princess survived, thanks to the faithful nurse Dolly. But of things other children do, she was deprived. For her, there was...
no Christmas holly.
No hunting for blackberries up on the hill.
No sleeping outdoors overnight.
No quilting.
A knife blade to sharpen the quill.
So she learned how to read, but not write. Despite this, she seemed to love life all the more. And though it would make the nurse quake, her favorite place that she loved to explore was the summer house down by the lake. So now, greet the princess. It's just 16 years since the start of this whole sorry mess. Please... bid her welcome. Give three hearty cheers for this tragic but lovely princess. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Thank you, boys and girls. You're very kind.
Ah, there you are. Top of the morning to you, Rosie, my darling. Would you like to be coming fishing with me?
Fishing? What's that?
What's fishing? It's quite simple, really. You see, you have a rod with a line on it like this and a hook at the end of the line here, you see? And then you put the worm on the hook and you throw it into the water.
Why? Can't the worm swim?
You're not Irish, are you?
Well, show me what you do exactly.
Well, you take this hook, see?
Oh, may I?
Yeah, here you are.
Ah! Don't touch it! Give us it here.
What's the matter with you, Mother?
Have you taken leave of your senses?
Why?
Fish hooks!
Pardon? Oh! Hooks! Oh. Oh, I see the point. Oh. Oh, well, sorry about that, Rosie, my darling, but you can't come fishing after all.
Oh, what a pity.
Are you going fishing right now?
No, not yet, Mother. I'm waiting for it to rain first.
Waiting for it to rain first? Whatever for?
Because when it's raining, I go and stand underneath the bridge. And that's why I catch hundreds of the little devils.
How's that?
Because all the fish go under the bridge to shelter from the rain. So.
Do you know? I'm sure if you went to see a mind reader, she'd give you your money back. Now, listen to me. I'm getting very low on the gins, so I'd like to pop down to the off license for a dozen crates.
A dozen crates?
Yes, Dolly.
No, don't go getting the wrong idea. I'm not really a drinker. It's just that I like to gargle with the gins. Sometimes it slips down. Now, can I trust you to stay here and keep an eye on the princess?
Of course you can.
Right. I shan't be long. You're only as young as you feel.
Alone at last.
Yes. Oh, isn't it a lovely day?
Perfect. Especially sitting here with you.
Yes.
Princess, we are friends, aren't we?
Of course we are.
Close friends, would you say?
Oh, yes.
Very close?
Well, reasonably so, yes.
I wish we could be closer.
But we couldn't be any closer than we are. You're my best friend.
Do you think we could be... Well, I mean... I know there's a couple of years' age difference between us.
Oh,
my age.
Well, twice couples, the same thing.
Not in this case.
Then you don't think...
Oh, Terence, oh, Dimple, I really am very, very fond of you.
You are?
Yes, you're just like a brother to me.
Oh.
An older brother.
Oh, I see.
But when I marry, it has to be to a prince, to a handsome young nobleman. You do understand, don't you?
Yes. If you don't mind, I'll leave you now. I want to be alone. I shan't be too far away. Give me a call if you need me.
All right, and thank you. Oh, this is heaven. Completely alone. Oh, what's that? I can hear a strange sound, and it seems to be coming from inside this old summer house. That's odd. It's been deserted and unused for years. I'll just see if I can open the door and... Yes, I've done it. Why, it's an old lady. What is she doing?
I'll spin you a tale of adventure, excitement and thrills by the score. I'll spin such a whale of a fabulous tale, you'll beg and you'll plead for much more. I'll spin you a tale full of pleasure, a perfectly formed work of art. With the tale I can tell, you'll remember me well for the joy that I bring to your heart.
Hello.
Oh, who's there?
It's only me, Princess Rosebud.
Oh, my dear. Please, don't tell anyone you found me here. I meant no harm, I promise.
What are you doing?
I come here to spin my thread in peace.
Spinning? Why, I've never seen that done before. It looks very pleasant work.
Oh, it is, my dear, it is. I can't tell you the satisfaction I get from spinning a really good yarn.
Let me try. May I?
Oh, no, dear. I couldn't possibly let you.
Oh, please, you don't mind, do you?
Well, I don't, but...
Oh, and the boys and girls don't mind. Do you, boys and girls?
Oh, well, they said you could try it.
Did you, boys and girls?
Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. Attention to them, my dear. They're only teasing you.
Oh, no, they're not.
Shut up! Pay no heed to that rabble, Princess. Sit here and spin.
No, I don't think I'd better.
Sit.
No, I don't want to. I've changed my mind.
Well, allow me to change it back again for you.
Oh, let go of my wrist. You're hurting.
Take the spindle and spin.
No, I won't.
Take it.
No.
There.
Oh, now look what you've done. You've scratched me. That spindle is really, really...
Sharp? Is that the word you're looking for, my dear?
Yes. I suddenly feel very, very sleepy. What's happening to me?
Oh, I can tell you that, my dear. You're helping me to finish something I started nearly 16 years ago. I stood before you then and made you a promise. A promise that I have now kept.
Why, that would have been at my christening.
That's right, my dear.
Oh, no. You're not...
Yes, I am. Carabos! You're beyond all help now, Princess. I'll spin you a tale of adventure, excitement and thrills by the score. I'll spin such a tale of a nightmare tale, you'll beg and you'll plead for no more. I'll spin you a tale full of horror, a perfectly thrown work of art.
With a tale I can tell, you'll remember me well. For the fear that I strike in your heart.
Princess Rosebud.
Oh, Gwen, what a wasted journey that was. Watch your case. On the way to the off-license in his half-day clothes. Where's Rosebud?
I was just wondering that myself, Mother.
What? I told you to keep an eye on the princess, didn't I?
But I did. Could I help it if it kept closing?
It'll be permanently closed if the king finds out. Oh, no. Look. Here he comes now, with the Queen.
Oh, there you are, Nurse. Isn't it a lovely day?
My dear wife and I are taking the air. It helps with her sinus trouble.
Does it bother her a lot?
No, but it bothers me. She keeps saying, sinus a check for this, sinus a check for that. Oh, I am in a good mood today. Ow!
Yes, and after a gag like that, it's a good job the audience is as well.
I haven't told you my Irish joke yet, have I? Oh, it is funny. It's guaranteed to keep me laughing all day long.
That's a relief, because your daughter's disappeared.
What?
What?
Nurse Dolly, my daughter was left in your charge. What's happened to her?
Well, you see...
Father! The princess! Father, it was terrible. No!
Quick, help her!
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
It's too late.
The poor soul. I do feel sorry for her.
We all do, Mother.
No, I mean, what a rotten part. She has to wait 16 years to come on, and when she does one scene, and wallop, she's out of it again. I said we should have done Cinderella.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Weep not, Your Majesty. While your daughter sleeps, she's under my protection and safe from all harm. So that the princess may not be totally alone when she wakes, I am going to send you all to sleep with her.
Us? Don't worry, it'll be just like appearing on the Des O'Connor show.
King, queen, nurse, jester, lords, ladies, servants, birds and beasts shall now cease to obey the laws of time. For time itself, I do now freeze for 100 years.
Yeah, have I got time to tell my Irish joke?
No!
Ow!
As this palace clock strikes the hour of 4, let time itself cease to be no more.
Oh, I feel sleepy. I need a snooze.
That Princess Rose may sleep secure. This view from the world I'll now obscure. Come, flower fairies, come fairies all. Help me to weave a protective wall of roses, white and roses red, that none may gaze on this royal bed. A wall impervious to eyes and ears. A wall that shall last for 100 years. Therein, with a century's slumber begun, she can wait for that 7 times 7th sun. It is done. My spell is all but cast. This sleeping beauty now belongs in the past.
You may well weave a protective charm to keep the princess safe from harm. But Carabosse is not yet done. I'll stop that 7 times 7th sun. Your pious plans and oaths I scorn as I turn each rose bush into thorn. Thus no man ever shall break her dreams, and if he does, he'll not be what he seems. Farewell, foolish fairy! Farewell, mortals all! I'll go as I came, in a sudden squall.
Unique century slowly drew to a close, the sleeping beauty all but forgotten, when the 7 times 7th sun arose, of just 20 summers begotten. 'Twas the richest prince throughout the land, whose praises oft were sung. He was noble, tall, he was very grand, he was handsome. handsome, brave, and young.
What can I say? You deserve me.
Just a minute. Mr. Cotton Picking Minute. What's going on here? I'm dreaming. Somebody tell me I'm dreaming this. It's a nightmare.
Pipe down, Wogan. This is my scene.
I demand an explanation. Every day of the year, he comes on interrupting my show and ruining it. At least I thought I'd be safe here, of all places. And on Christmas Day, too. And now he's still at it, seeking me out like an elderly exorcist.
There is nothing either small or deadly about me.
I demand to see the producer. I want to know why he's here.
It's perfectly obvious why I'm here. Didn't you hear the introduction? It said, handsome, brave.
I know what it said. I know what it should have said. The man who brought a new meaning to the word Valium. That's what it should have said.
Yeah, you're only jealous, aren't you?
Seventh son of a seventh son. He's old enough to be his own father.
Handsome, brave, and young, young Megastar. That's what it said, and that's what I am. As this discerning and intelligent audience will testify. Won't you, audience?
It's no use asking this lot. Half of them think you're Al Varladell anyway.
They know the truth when they see it. Handsome, brave, and above all, young.
Let go of your commode and say that.
I can't. I'd fall over. Anyway... It's perfect typecasting. Handsome, brave, and young suits me to a T. In fact, I am disappointed they didn't throw in graceful, elegant, or even gorgeous. I mean, come on. Look at me. Look at me.
I'd rather not. I've just had a Mars bar. Now, listen to me, Jimbo.
You listen to me, Wogan. This is my big scene, and may I remind you, you're supposed to be slumbering away peacefully for 100 years. You don't even wake up until I kiss the princess.
God help the poor woman.
I will have you know that in my time I've had women biting chunks out of my shirts, and what's more, they're still at it.
But now they have to borrow a set of teeth first.
You're making a lot of noise for someone who's supposed to be asleep. I haven't broken the spell yet, and until I do, back to your kennel.
Well, kiss the woman and get on with it.
Ah, that happens when I allow it to happen, and that is in the middle of my number.
You mean you're going to sing as well?
I certainly am. This could well be the high spot of the whole prog.
It's adding insult to it. It's more than flesh and blood can stand.
You're on rather rocky ground there, kiddo. I heard you earlier on. Merry-making season, indeed. With a voice like yours, they should have called it belly-aching season. Now stand back and make way for a real professional.
Where's that fairy got to? If he's going to sing, I demand to be put asleep for another 100 years.
Just... I don't like your attitude, audience. Anyway, just stick around, you. You might learn something.
I'm not staying around for this. Fairy Margadon, where are you? Help! Help!
That's never his footsteps, not with the weight he's carrying.
Have you two quite finished?
Good Lord, it's Fairy Butter Mountain.
Buttercup!
Oh, ah, oh!
And so, as the mighty Prince Florizel marched on at...
Florizel?
Silence! I'll bring an even greater curse to bear than that which you have already suffered.
Such as what? All right, you win.
That seven times seven sun marched on. At no forest edge did he dwell. The curse of Carabas had all but gone, and before him the forest fell. Each savage thorn became a flower, each tangled bush did unfurl, and there, at last, in a topmost tower, he discovered the sleeping girl.
Why, here she is, the Princess Rose. Am I too late?
I've found the one I'm searching for. Oh, cruel fate, she holds her breath. Can this be death? Don't let it be true. Sleeping Beauty, I love you.
Are you the one I dream about all through the years? I'm so afraid you're still a dream.
Banish those tears, I promise you. With just one kiss, I've broken the charm. Let me hold you close, safe from harm. Sleeping Beauty, now we are one. Our lives together has just begun.
Follow that, Alan Wicker.
As my christening gift did indeed foretell, the prince's kiss has broken the spell. As for Sleeping Beauty, her tears turned to laughter, and needless to say, she lived happily ever after.
Hooray! And so we end our pantomime.
It's time to say goodbye. I hope you've all had a splendid time.
Right, then so do I.
Am I right in thinking we've come to the end?
Thus the brain of Britain spoke.
I hope in each of you we've made a friend.
Here, I haven't told you my Irish joke.
Oh, no!
Oh, go on, then. You can't do any harm now.
I've waited 116 years to tell this. Now then, tell me, how do you confuse an Irishman?
I don't know. How do you confuse an Irishman?
You show him 12 spades.
Yes.
And ask him to take his pick. Yes, I know how to.
You've ruined my joke!
There's only one way to confuse an Irishman, and I know because I've tried it on Wogan.
All right, my clever Dickie. How do you confuse an Irishman?
You put him inside a barrel, you see.
Yes?
And then tell him to stand in the corner.
Goodbye!
Traditional pantomime for Christmas, starring Terry Wogan as the court jester, Kenneth Connor as the royal nurse, Frank Thornton as the king, June Whitfield as the queen, Neris Hughes as Fairy Buttercup, Maureen Lipman as Fairy Carabas, Stacey Dawning as Princess Rosebud. with special guests Jimmy Young as Prince Clarizel, Charles Young singer as the orchestra under the direction of Colin Campbell. The Sleeping Beauty was written by Chris Emmett, with music by Graham Redway, produced by Martin Fitzer.